From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. In Iran, anti-government protests continue to spread. This one was an attack on a police station. 9 protesters died overnight Monday into Tuesday, including 6 at the station. At least 20 people have died in 6 days of unrest across the country, and hundreds have been arrested. On Tuesday morning, President Trump tweeted, "The people of Iran are finally acting against the brutal and corrupt Iranian regime." The protests began on Thursday. Iranians are angry about their country's weak economy. The Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei spoke on Iranian TV Tuesday. He accused enemies of the Islamic Republic of stirring the violent anti-government protests. Nikki Haley, the U.S. ambassador to the U.N., said it was complete nonsense that Iran's enemies are starting the protests. She called them spontaneous and said the Iranian people are crying out for freedom. Ali Shabkhanani, the secretary of the Supreme National Security Council, accused the United States, Britain, and Saudi Arabia of fomenting the protests in Iran. Saudis will receive Iran's unexpected response, and they know how serious it can be, he said. The U.S. military said Tuesday that one of its soldiers was killed and 4 others were wounded during what it calls a combat engagement in eastern Afghanistan. The battle happened Monday in the volatile Nangarhar province, which borders Pakistan. 2 wounded service members are being treated at a nearby medical facility and are in stable condition. This is VOA News. Nigerians who fled the country